really difficult process for the folks involved here to deal with, and it continues to be that way. The kids will be out of class for another week. The kids from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Staff will arrive later this week, perhaps by Friday. The superintendent says he wants to give everyone a chance to kind of process what they've been through. The principal of the school posted a message on Facebook directly to the students saying that he'll give each of them a hug, hold them for as long as they need to as they try to get through this really horrific scene, Paul.
And, in fact, the future of that school, I guess, is being called into question, whether it will, at least the freshman wing where the shooting took place, even remain standing. I think the sheriff wants to just see it gone.
Yeah, the sheriff does. The superintendent has heard that recommendation. He seems to agree as well. Other school board members say that the 1200 building, the freshman wing at that high school, should be demolished, torn down, or replaced perhaps with a memorial to the 17 people who died there.
The horror and the sadness in these children's voices has really turned to anger, it seems now. They are the ones leading the call for tougher gun laws, aren't they?
They are, and in a very real way. Yes, there have been demonstrations and protests held here in Broward County for the last few days, Paul, but tomorrow about 100 students from that school plan to head to Tallahassee, to the state capitol. They'll drive there and then break up into groups of 10 and visit various state senators, state representatives. They'll demand changes in state law. They say that a 19-year-old like Nicholas Cruz should not have been able to legally purchase an assault-style rifle, the AR-15 that was used this past Wednesday. They want to see changes in that law. They also want to see changes in federal law. Some high school students, we're not sure from where, are to meet with President Trump later this week as well.
And that's what's different from other school shootings, I think, is that these students are taking on a very activist role, many of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've covered a lot of these things in the last 30 years or so, and I think this is the first time, really, that I've heard this kind of call from students like this, and they're being joined by many adults as well, their parents and others who live in this community. You know, I think their push is to try to see this go beyond the coverage, the deep coverage that's happening now, to make some real change. I mean, but it'll be a difficult process. The gun rights organizations do have a lot of sway here in Florida and elsewhere, and so this is likely to be a pitched battle for some time, Paul.
No doubt about it. Jim, we appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Thank you.